hope. It's a word Leontie Williams uses a lot, especially when it comes to herring eggs.
I know we're kind of still holding out hope here. We've never had to pull our branches up this late or anything. It's just never happened.
I meet Williams next to his boat, a 24-foot fiberglass outboard he keeps docked in town. He's headed out to Cassiana Island, a couple miles northwest of Sitka. Williams has been setting branches there all his life. He turns the engine on and lets it warm up a bit.
It's probably about ready. Do you want to ride in front or come in the cabin?
There's one plastic white lawn chair in the front that looks like it would tip over with the tiniest of waves. So I climb on board and into the cabin.
All right, here we go.
It's springtime in Sitka, and for once, it's not raining. It's also pretty warm out, which William says is a good sign for the herring.
The herring kind of wait until usually the water warms up a little bit to about like 42, 44 degrees, start doing their spawning.
Williams is young, just 26 years old, but he's full of little facts like these. He grew up harvesting herring eggs, and as we wind our way through the harbor, he tells me about his family, says subsistence is in his blood.
Full blood Alaska Native, half Tlingit, and my mom's from up above the Arctic Circle, little village called Norvik. She's full blood Inupiaq, so half Tlingit, half Inupiaq.
He spent the first 9 years of his life with his family on an island about an hour from Sitka. It was there that he learned how to hunt and fish and forage.
You know, this boat actually gets used quite a bit for quite a few different things. Like, you know, seaweed's starting to sprout on the rocks here, and so we'll be heading out to harvest seaweed soon, too.
He also harvests sea otter, harbor seal, and sea lion from the boat. He's got a business selling fur hats and slippers. But today, it's all about herring eggs.
We started getting a little hopeful once the herring did spawn over towards Middle Island, because usually Middle Island hits, and then maybe about a week or a little sooner after, they'll start moving over towards Cassiana, which is where we're going to go check on them now.
Once we're beyond the breakwater, William speeds up and over the waves. It's just a 10-minute ride to where he sets his branches. He swings the boat around and into a little cove.
It's so calm back here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got all these islands around this area to protect the waters.
The water is green, almost black. It's speckled with your typical bright-colored buoys. But others are makeshift, from clear plastic water bottles to old plastic oil jugs. There are about 25 to 30 sets of hemlock branches suspended below the surface from these buoys.
We've got 4 branches set out here. I think we're just going to try to cruise on up and check out this orange buoy.
William slows the boat to a crawl. He slides open the cabin door and swings around the front.
This is a little bit more difficult today. I usually have at least 1 or 2 other people with me.
He grabs onto the orange buoy and pulls it out of the water, peering down just below the surface.
Yeah, that's about what I expected.
The branches, they're bare. No sign of spawn. It's what a lot of people have been expecting this year. Elders like Harvey Kitka remember a time when the water was so thick with herring it would sound like a hailstorm. Even Williams says he remembers waves full of herring washing up on shore. But now?
Do you think there are less herring now?
There's undoubtedly less herring now. If you want to go back 5 years, 50 years, 100 years and stuff, there's undoubtedly less herring.
The fear is that commercial fishermen are taking too many herring, sweeping up thousands of tons of the silverfish before they can lay their eggs. Management biologists from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game are supposed to set sustainable limits, but Williams doesn't think that's happening. He's worried about not getting eggs for his family. He's worried about hundreds of others who are finding their branches bare.
I grew up doing this, but there's kids in our culture right now who are growing up having this. You know, they're not learning how to do all that. It's alarming.
Still, he says, maybe if the water was a little warmer, if the tide was a little lower, maybe we'd see signs of spawn.
We'll see. Hope's about all we can have right now.
William says he'll be back to check on his branches in a few days. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.